Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, that we who are gladdened by this night, the celebration of your Son's birth, may find always new life and new hope that comes from union with him. For he lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for a few moments. The announcements this evening are very simple. A word of thank you to all of you who come tonight to celebrate the birthday of Jesus here in our church. We're so happy to have you here. If you are visiting us tonight, which means you're not a member of our parish family, but you're here to visit us, would you please stand? We might acknowledge your presence. So all visitors, please stand up that we might welcome you here to St. Martin de Porres. Welcome. Welcome all of you. Welcome. In a special way, I want to acknowledge the presence of so many religious sisters who are with us. We know they're very special to our church. They serve our church so faithfully in schools and social service ministries. So all the religious women, would you please stand? We might say thank you to our sisters. Religious sisters, please stand up. Thank you, sisters. Thank you so much. This past year, our church received a gift from God. And that is a deacon in our church. We've had deacons before, but now we're very blessed to have Deacon Melvin Burton with us. So Deacon, Merry Christmas to you. He has been a great assistant and help to me and to our church family and to his family, his wife, his children and grandchildren. We're so blessed to have Deacon Melvin Burton in our midst tonight. Every Sunday, we thank God for all those involved in liturgy, our lectors, ministers of communion, our altar servers, our ushers, but most especially to our choir and our musicians. Thank you so much for your ministry. In a special way to Ms. Tanya Dorsey, the minister of music here at our church. We're so blessed to have Ms. Tanya. People say I'm very excited tonight, and I am, because I love Christmas. I love this time of year, and a lot of hard work, but it comes with great joy tonight to see so many of you come here tonight. My Christmas gift, I ask to have people come to Mass, and so thank you for coming tonight, and all the guests and visitors, thank you for being with us. It makes our church better, fuller, and it makes our God joyful to see so many of you here this evening. So thank you all for being here. I look out and I see a judge here tonight. I see attorneys, I see doctors and professors and all kind of folks and professions of all kinds here. But I especially saw tonight so many students home for college. Woo! You could be somewhere else tonight. You may want to be somewhere else tonight, but we're so glad you are here. So if you are a college student, come up. I want to see you. Come up. All of our college students in church, come up. All of our college students, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. Go. Maya, come up. We are so blessed to have these young people home from college. Wow. That's great. That's wonderful. Since you are thoroughly embarrassed, your name and your school, very quickly, nice and loud. Your name and your school.
I'm Jonathan. I go to East Stroudsburg University.
East Stroudsburg. Okay, keep going. Next.
I'm Jayla Brooks. I go to Xavier University of
Louisiana. Xavier University in New Orleans.
Skylar Glover, University of California.
University of California. Skylar, thank you.
Chris Walters, York College of Pennsylvania.
All right, what school again?
York College of Pennsylvania.
All right, York College, we know that. Great.
Takara Folks, St. Joseph's University.
St. Joseph's University.
Joshua Williams, York College of Pennsylvania.
Okay, great.
Maya Lee, Immaculata University.
Immaculata University.
Jordan Wright, St. Joe's University.
St. Joe's University.
Angela Taylor, LaSalle University.
Okay, wonderful. Let's just extend our hands and a blessing over these young people. A lot of times you don't hear good things about North Philadelphia. A lot of times this the zip code, this neighborhood is not seen as anything good, but tonight we are blessed to have you young ladies and young men in our midst, and we're very blessed. Thank you for your witness. Thank you for being here tonight. In troubled spaces of our city today, you give us hope. May God bless you to have a good break and return to school in January, fired up to do right in your schoolwork and service. Education, education, education is my legacy to you. May God bless you. Welcome home. Congratulations. All right. Let's stand now for our final blessing of Mass.
Thank you, Father, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, every Sunday, we have a lot of unique things we do here, traditions, but we always sing Happy Birthday to someone whose birthday it is. But tonight, we celebrate the birthday of Jesus.
Yes.
So I want you to sing and sing out Happy Birthday to Jesus. Amen? Let's sing it.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Jesus. Look up tonight. Look up. Even beyond this beautiful ceiling, look up. Because God's message, not to the elite, didn't go to White House or Wall Street, Hollywood. God sent his first message to those on the night watch, those working, to those who needed to know the good news of Jesus. As we look up tonight, in the midst of all the challenges we face, we're not afraid because we know how good God is. So may God of peace and joy, of light and love, bless you and your families. And always walk in the way of Jesus, the newborn King. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass has ended. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.